You're doing markers today?
Yeah, sure. We're on daf Tesam and Aleph. You may have seen the title of the shiur. That's what we're going to need those for. So if you remember, the Mishnah says that if a Jew kills another Jew with shogeg, he goes into the mikvah. However, chutz, the exception to the rule, is al yidei ger toshav. That's what it says in the Mishnah on daf ches amud beis. So we're going to study the sugya today on daf tes amud aleph. So I call golem al yidei yisrael, yisrael golem al yidei chutz mi ger toshav. So those are the three words that are going to occupy our mind tonight. Chutz miger toshav. Now, just by way of introduction, when we say chutz miger toshav, what does that mean? Does that mean that ger toshav never goes into golus? He's mufka, he's completely excluded from the din of golus. Doesn't mean that a ger toshav could go into golus, but only under certain circumstances. That's what we have to study. Let's take a look at Rashi, which is about 9 lines down from the top of page Tesam and Aleph. Chutz miger toshav. Umashma means it seems to the Gemara at this particular point that mitravayhu memaitlo, that ger toshav is excluded in two ways. Travayhu means in two ways. Delo hu gola al yidei harigoso. He doesn't go into golus if he kills. And you want to emphasize the next two words in Rashi, which we'll come back to later, Ela Neherag, but rather he'll be killed. In other words, if you don't have the option of going into golus, then the other alternative is to be killed. And then the flip side, this is the second din of Chutz Miger Toshav, Lo Yisrael Gola Olav. Nor does Yisrael go into golus if he kills a Ger Toshav. Now, in order to appreciate this sugya, we have to know a little bit about the difference between a ger toshav and a goy. And the Ramban has a machlokus here with the Ritva. So this is going to be something we want to think about. What I want to do is give you an overview of the Ramban and of the Ritva and the two differences between them. The Ramban says that whenever it says in Chazal ben Noach, it means a guy who fulfills the seven mitzvahs of a ben Noach. That's called a ben Noach. A ger toshav is a ben Noach who accepts upon himself the seven mitzvahs in front of a bez. That gives him the upgraded status of a ger toshav. It's a kind of a gerus because he accepted the seven mitzvahs in front of a bez. He's not like another ben Noach. Says the Ramban,
it's only the best that makes the difference.
Correct. And what's the difference between a ben Noach who observes the seven mitzvahs and a ben Noach who's makabel on himself the seven mitzvahs, meaning in front of a Beis Din? In the case of a ben Noach, his status is an eino mitzuva viosa. In other words, a ben Noach is voluntary. When he observes the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, the Ramban says that that's voluntary.
How can it be voluntary?
We'll talk about it. Let's just get the Ramban shita now. However, when he goes in front of a Beis Din and he accepts upon himself the Zion Mitzvah B'nei Noach and he becomes a Ger, now he becomes a Mitzuvah V'yoseh. He's not like the other B'nei Noach, which is an Eina Mitzuvah V'yoseh. He becomes Mitzuvah V'yoseh. He becomes obligated in the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And this, says the Ramban, here in Makis, is based on a sugya in Masechta Bava Kama, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. And the sugya Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, which we're not going to study tonight, says that even though originally at the time of Adam HaRishon and Noach, God commanded the peoples of the world in seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but at some point in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu alleviated them of those seven mitzvahs. And therefore, they don't have to do these mitzvahs. If they do so, that's called an Eino Metzuvin. So, as I said, that's the sugya of Bava Kama. What we have to know is that a Ger Toshav is a Ben Noach who accepted upon himself the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach in front of a Beis Din. Then the Ramban asks another question. Sometimes you find in Chazal a different term, not a Ben Noach and not a Ger Toshav, but rather an Akum or a Goy. Says the Ramban, an Akum or a Goy, which applies to most non-Jews, are those who are not Mekayim, the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Or at least, we don't know that they're Mekayim, seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And therefore their status, and this applies to most non-Jews according to Ramban, is a suffix. We don't know whether or not to treat them as those who do the opposite of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, or of those who fulfill the Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Again, Tosha, for sure they're not. Correct? Mm-hmm. So the Ramban says, in such a case, our relationship to the Goy, or to the Akum, is passive. We don't kill him, we don't save him, we just stand idly by. We assume that they're not Mekayim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. We won't save them, but we won't kill them. The Ritva has a different sheep. The Ritva says, in the case of a Ger Toshav, there's a separate mitzvah that we have as Jews vis-a-vis the Ger Toshav. In other words, not like the Ramban would have it, that the Ger Toshav simply is mekabel his mitzvahs and makes him into a mitzvah v'yoseh. But the Ritva has an even more extensive status to a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav, says the Ritva, comes under the mitzvah at the end of Parashas Bahar of Ger v'soshav v'chei imach. We are obligated to give him life. That means we're what's called Mitzuvim L'Achyoso. Whereas a Ben Noach is Ein Mitzuvim L'Achyoso. A regular Ben Noach is in this middle state. We don't have to kill him. We can't cause any damage to him. But we don't have to go out of our way and reach out to him and support him. However, says the Ritva, that's a Ben Noach. But a Goy, when Chazal used the term a Goy is someone who's not careful about the Zion mitzvahs, and not only are we passive, meaning we don't have to reach our arms out to stretch out a lachyoso, but we're even allowed, again only b'makom shein bo eva, we're allowed to even throw him into a bar, if we have reason to do so. He doesn't go into detail here in Masechta Demakos about that issue, when we have reason to do so. So let's just summarize the two points of machlokas between the Ramban and the Ritva. The first machlokas is about stam a goy. The Ramban defines a goy as what? Suffolk. We can't do this, we can't do that, we're just passive. The Ritva says that a goy is assumed to violate the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and we can even, if need be, and again, if there's no danger of repercussions, what's called Eva, we can put him to death by causing him to die, throwing him into a boat. That's the first machlokas. The second machlokas is, what's the status of a Ben Noach? According to the Ramban, a Ben Noach is noheg Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach, just that he's not a Ger Toshav because he didn't do so after a Kabbalah in Beis Din. There the Ramban says we already have a mitzvah of Lachyoso because he's a Ben Noach. The Ritva says that a Ben Noach who's Mekayim seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach, we have no mitzvah in a positive sense to extend any aid to him or any tzedakah to him. We're not mitzvah Lachyoso unless he becomes what?
A Ger Toshav.
A Ger Toshav. Okay, so if anybody kept a scorecard, that's the twofold machlokas between the Ramban and the Ritva.
Is the Ramban, are there other opinions, major opinions on the definition?
Well, what we want to study tonight, again, I'm hoping the clock will allow it, is this article about the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is going to be very, very unique. Okay, this was just by way of Hakdoma. Now let's start the sugi. The Gemara says, Alma. What we see here is, this is the fourth line down from the top, Ger Toshav Ove Kochavim Hu. We see from our Mishnah that Ger Toshav is not really a Ger, but rather his status is that of a non-Jew. How do we see that in our Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says that if he kills the Yisrael, this Ger Toshav, he doesn't go into the Eir Miklat, but rather he's killed. And furthermore, if the Yisrael kills the Ger Toshav, he doesn't have to go into Golos. Basically, says the Gemara, you're treating a Ger Toshav exactly as you treat a Goy. We thought that a Ger Toshav has some sort of a status, or a quasi-status of Kedusha. He's above the basic Ben Noach level, but if so, when you look at the laws of Golos, you see that his status is identical to that of an Ovei Kochav. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. That makes sense if you read part of the Mishnah. But let's read the last part of the Mishnah. Again, let's go back to Daf Ches Amud Beis, and there the Mishnah concludes by saying, the Ger Toshav ain't a Gola Ela Al Yedei Ger Toshav. Meaning that the Parsha of Golus includes even a Ger Toshav. In what case? In the case where he kills another Ger Toshav. So if one Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, they have the din of Yisrael, and the Ger Toshav who committed this inadvertent murder will go into Golos. So the Gemara now assumes that there's a steering from the Reisha in terms of the relationship between a Yisrael and a Ger Toshav. Meaning if Yisrael killed the Ger Toshav, there's no Golos. And if a Ger Toshav kills Yisrael, he gets killed for that. That's as far as the relationship between a Ger Toshav and Yisrael. We see that a Ger Toshav, as far as his comparison to Yisrael, is considered like an Akum. But then if we flip it around, and we talk about the Ger Toshav's relation to a Ger Toshav, and we ask the question as to whether the Parsha of Golos incorporates, includes the Ger Toshav as well, the answer is yes. From this perspective, he has a din of Yisrael. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana discovers America. I'm being a little facetious here. Lo kashi, says no steer. Can be Ger Toshav Shahara Ger Toshav. Can be Ger Toshav Shahara Yisrael. I mean, you're like Boker Tov, as they say here. You know, what did you add to me? He's basically just saying that the Seif and the Reish are talking about two different questions. Whereas the Reish is addressing the question of the relationship between a Ger Toshav and Yisrael, if the Ger Toshav killed the Jew, if the Jew killed the Ger Toshav. And in that context, we view the Ger Toshav as if he were an Akum. The Seif, on the other hand, is addressing a whole different question. What's the relationship between a Ger Toshav and a Ger Toshav? So here we have a Tosfos. Tosfos is going to try to explain what exactly Rav Kahana is coming to teach us that we didn't know before. That's his long Tosfos Divrei HaMashkil Alma. What we're going to try to do is first summarize the main points of this Tosfos, and then in Birtz Hashem we'll read it in song. Tosfos says that in order to appreciate the Chiddush of Rav Kahana, we have to analyze the Svara of the Makshan. What was the Gemara thinking when it asked the question? What Svara did it have? So Tos says the following. Since it says in the Reisha that Ger Toshav does not go into Golos if he kills the Yisrael, and the Yisrael who kills him does not go into Golos, we have to say, we have to conclude, that the din of a Ger Toshav is like a Goy Gomer. In other words, he's completely excluded from the din of Golos. And therefore, the logical conclusion should be that if the Ger Toshav kills the Shogeg, another Ger Toshav, he shouldn't go into Golos, because he's a Goy Gomer. On that, Rav Kahana answers, no, the Mishnah did not mean in the Reisha to identify and equate a Ger Toshav with a Goy, and give him the status of a Goy Gomer, but rather, What the Mishnah is establishing is that he doesn't have the same status as the Yisrael, and therefore, if he's killed by Yisrael, the Yisrael doesn't go into Golus. But if he kills another Ger Koshar, then he does go into Golus. Fine. So again, let's just summarize what we're saying here. The difference between the Makshan and the Taratzon is the Makshan thought that there's one halacha and one issue that lies at the root of all the problems, whether it's a Ger Toshav who was killed by Yisrael or killed Yisrael, or whether it's a Ger Toshav vis-a-vis another Ger Toshav, and that is, does a Ger Toshav have the din of a guy? That's what the Gemara thought in the Reisha was based on the assumption that a Ger Toshav was like a guy. Rav Kahana came and he said, no. That which a Ger Toshav who kills the Yisrael gives the Ger Toshav, there is no Golus, that's not because the Ger Toshav is a guy. That's because the Ger Toshav is not a Jew. But he's not a guy either. Therefore, Ger Toshav who kills the Ger Toshav goes into Golus. So basically, what Rav Kahana is establishing is that we have to carve out this middle ground called a Ger Toshav who's neither like a Jew nor like a guy. However, the Ritva has a different shot in the sugya. And again, it comes back to analyzing what the Makshan thought. Right? The Gemara looks at the Reisha, and Yisrael who kills the Ger Toshav does not go into Golus. The Gemara assumes that the reason for that is that there's no Iser in killing a Ger Toshav. In other words, you don't need Kaparis Golus when you kill a Ger Toshav because there's no Iser to kill a Ger Toshav. On that, the Gemara asks the following question. Let's analyze the Seifa. Why should a Ger Toshav be going to Golus when he kills another Ger Toshav? If you're saying that there's no Iser in Harigas Ger Toshav, then there should not be any Golus even if a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav. So what was Rav Kahana's answer? Rav Kahana's answer was that a Yisrael who kills a Ger Toshav doesn't go into Golus. A Ger Toshav who kills a Ger Toshav goes into Golus. Rav Kahana says that's not a stira, that's not a contradiction. Why not? Because these are fundamentally two different dinim. Why are they two different dinim? So here the Ritva quotes the Rama. The Rama was an early Rishon who says that you don't have to ask one question and one question only, namely, are you allowed to kill a Ger Toshav or not? The issue of Golus is not a function of the Isur or lack thereof vis-a-vis Harigas Ger Toshav. So we're not saying in the Reisha, says Rav Kahana, according to the Rama, that you're allowed to kill a Ger Toshav. What we're saying is that if you kill the Ger Toshav, even though you violated an Isur of killing him, nevertheless, we don't put it at the same level of an Isur as killing another Jew, and therefore there's no Golus. However, when a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, then he has a din of Golus. That's how the Ritva quotes the Rama, and he argues on the Rama. He says, no, Rav Kahana is being machadesh that when the Mishnah says Chutz mi Ger Toshav, what he means to say is that a Ger Toshav does not go into Golus when he kills the Yisrael. Why? Because a Ger Toshav for the Aveira of killing Yisrael does not have the option, or shall we say the opportunity, to achieve Golus. To achieve Kapara through Golus. Remember, we've said over and over again that Golus is a means, a method to achieve Kapara. The Ger Toshav, when he kills Yisrael, has violated an Aveira of such severity that he won't be afforded with the opportunity to achieve Kapara through Golus. However, a Yisrael who kills the Ger Toshav will go into Golus. I mean, the difference between the Rama and the Ritva is what's the status of Yisrael who kills the Ger Toshav. In other words, both the Rama and the Ritva agree that with Rav Kahana's answer, we reject the Hava, we reject the Makshan Svar, and there is an Issa to kill a ger tosha. So Yisrael who kills a ger tosha certainly violates an Isur. The Ramah says that it's a lower echelon Isur, it's not the same as killing a Jew, and therefore there's no need for kaparas galus. He doesn't need the kaparas galus. And the Ritva says no. A Yisrael who kills a ger tosha needs kaparas galus. I'll ask me if a ger tosha kills a Yisrael, why isn't the ger tosha going to galus? The answer is that in the case of a ger tosha who kills a Yisrael, he doesn't deserve the kapar of galus because that's considered a more severe avir. So what do we do with the ger tosha who kills a Yisrael?
Put him in a pit.
The shogeg. The Ritva says, I don't know. He throws up his hands and he says it's a suffer. He comes to absolutely no conclusion. And here we...
Yeah, the Gaul Adam comes after
him. Oh, so if the Gaul Adam comes after him, the Gaul Adam could kill him. Okay, but we don't put him to death. Or maybe we don't put him to death. The Ritva vacillates on that. Right, he's like the case, if you remember, of Karov Lemazin. What's the status of someone who kills someone called Lemazin? We can't put him to death. The Gaul Adam might do to finish the job. That's the same story according to the Ritva in a ger tosha who kills the Yisrael b'shogeg. He can't avail himself of the ir miklat, but on the other hand, we can't kill him.
Can someone who's not chayv an ir miklat go to an ir miklat anyway? I mean, it's a city.
If they invite him to stay there, but he won't gain anything by doing so.
Because the Goldam can still could kill
go them. Into the Yermikla and kill him there. And here, my friends, we get to the Rambam Sheet. The Rambam Sheet in Hilchos Rotzeh Perkei Halacha Gimel is that if a Jew kills a Ger Toshav, he goes into Golos. In that sense, the Rambam is like the Ritva. But on the other hand, the Rambam says that if a Ger Toshav kills the Yisrael, Bishogeg, which was a suffix in the Ritva, the Rambam says, Nerag, he'll be killed for it.
So it goes against the Mishnah. So, is that my right?
Our Mishnah says that a Ger Toshav ain't a Golem, mm-hmm. Correct? Right? Chutz mi Ger Toshav, but it doesn't say what we do to him. So the Rambam says, well, if he doesn't have the punishment of Golos, right, even Israel who kills Bishogeg should really be killed. But the Torah gave him, how should I say, a default position, a fallback position, namely what? Golos. Because again, what we're assuming now, Rabosai, keep in mind that Ritzicha B'shogig is Ritzicha. And it basically engenders a Chiyuv Misa. We don't put him to death because he can avail himself the opportunity of what? Of the Ir Mikla. If he doesn't do so, the Gol Adam is going to kill him. And the Gol Adam is guiltless for killing him because he really deserves to die. So, says the Rambam, again, the way I understand the Rambam is that in the case of Yisrael, we're going to give him the option, even though he really should be put to death, of defending himself because it was only a shogeg by running into the Ir Mikla. In the case of a Ger Toshav, we won't allow him to avail himself of that. The Torah didn't give him the parasha of Golos, and we'll see how we derive this from Pesukim in a minute, and therefore he should be put to death.
If Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, the shogeg can go to the Ir Miklat, is he saying then that the mishpacha of the Ger Toshav has the right to be goel down?
Yes. If they catch him outside the Ir Miklat. Because again, we're assuming now that a Jew is not allowed to kill a Ger Toshav.
Sure.
See, it's so interesting because at the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara thought that we should identify Ger Toshav as what? As a guy. And therefore, according to the Ritva's presentation before Rav Kahana, we actually thought that there is no Hariga, there's no Isra Hariga for a Jew to kill a Ger Toshav. Now we're going to the other extreme, according to the Ritva. Again, this is not the Ramah, but according to the Ritva and the Ramah, that on the contrary, not only is there an Isra, says Rav Kahana, for Yisrael to kill a Ger Toshav, if he does so, Bishogeg, he goes into Golos. Which means, as you point out very well, that the Gaul Adam catches him outside the Ir Mikla and knocks his block off, he's completely exonerated.
Ger Toshav's family is considered Ger Toshav also?
You're asking a different question. You mean so I don't know the answer to your question. An excellent question. Do you need the status of a Ger Tosha in order to be a Gol Adah? I don't think so. But
it's not a Gol Adah.
What do you say?
Even if someone besides the Gol Adah kills him, he's not chayav.
That I don't remember the mission. That's a mission later on. You're up to that mission already.
I think you mentioned it earlier.
I think that's only in a case of Mazid. I'm not sure if that's in the case of Shogig. I don't think in Shogig anyone can kill him. But again, if you know the Mishnah...
No, I'm amazing.
You know what? Only because we're pressed for time, I have like a major article that I want to go through with you tonight. But believe it or not, Jonathan, just push me on that to research that. I think in the case of Shogig, only... Okay, fine. So again, let's just reiterate. The Tosa says that all Rav Khan is coming to impress upon the Makshon is that the status of a Ger Toshav is not all or nothing. That's how Tosas learns it. Meaning, there is a theory of relativity which places Ger Toshav in the middle. He's not an Akum, he's not a Yisrael. Vis-a-vis Yisrael, he has a din of an Akum. Vis-a-vis another Ger Toshav, he has a din of Yisrael. And Afkaminia Lagabi Golis. The Ritva, on the other hand, says that Rav Kahana is coming to be Mechadish a tremendous amount because the Gemara thought Nahamamina that a Ger Toshav apparently has the din of a Goy Gomor. He's completely Mufka from Golis. And therefore, if he, the Ger Toshav, kills Bishogeg, he doesn't go into Golis. And if Yisrael kills the Ger Toshav, he doesn't go into Golis. And basically, according to the Havamina, says the Ritva, the Gemara identifies a Ger Toshav as a guy, even to the extent in which there's no chiyuv or guilt if Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav. Rav Kahana says no, that's not what the Mishnah means. According to the Ritva, the chiddush of Rav Kahana is completely, how should I say, antithetical to the Mishnah, and the chiddush of Rav Kahana is that a Ger Toshav is not a guy, and if a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, he goes into galus. The Ramah says though, if a Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, he doesn't go into galus. The Rit from the Ramah hold that if a Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, the Yisrael does go into galus. The Ritva holds that a Ger Toshav who kills the Yisrael, I'm not sure, should we put the Ger Toshav to death in the case of Shogeg? He has a suffix about it. And the Rambam has no suffix about that, and if a Ger Toshav kills the Yisrael with Shogeg, he gets killed. That's what we have up to date. Ika de Rami Kroya Hadad. There are those who came to the same conclusion as Rav Kahana by analyzing the Pesukim in the Torah. At the end of Sefer Bamidbar, the Torah there says in one pasuk, "Siv Livnei Yisrael LaGer Agar B'Tocham Tiyena Sheish Ha'arim." It says explicitly that the six cities of refuge were designated even for Ger Toshav. But on the other hand, Siv it says, "V'Hoya Lachem Ha'arim L'Mikol." Lachem means that these arim are for you, for the Jewish people, to the exclusion of Gerim, even a Ger Toshav. Rav Kahana, and this is where Rav Kahana says his answer. Lokasha kan the Ger Toshav Shaharag Yisrael. So it means that the parsha, which excludes through Lachem a Ger Toshav, is a case where a Ger Toshav kills a Jew. If he kills a Jew, he doesn't go into Golus. Again, we don't know exactly what happens, says the Ritva. Well, the Rambam says he gets put to death. And then the other pasuk kan, meaning the pasuk that says vilager toshav, is the ger toshav shaharag ger toshav. So the bottom line is that we see from our Mishnah that if a ger toshav kills another ger toshav, he goes into galus. Urimini, and I'll ask you a question: how can the Mishnah say such a thing? We have a brisa. This may be a theory between the Mishnah and the brisa. The brisa addresses the case of a Ben Noach who violates one of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and he does it in this case B'shogeg. Again, I'm going to learn this sugya according to Rashi, and then we'll see the Ramban's pshat. But according to Rashi, he violated one of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach B'shogeg. And what happens? So with regard to a Ben Noach, we have a principle called Azharasam Zuhi Nisasam, meaning once the Torah, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave these seven mitzvahs, then they were forewarned. They don't need another warning. So usually we, in order to differentiate between a mazon and shogeg, for example, in the case of Israel, we give a warning, a hasra. But for a guy, as harasam zui misasam, means the very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them and warned them and enjoined them, that itself replaces any need for hasra, and therefore there's no difference between mazon and shogeg. Lefichach, says the Braisa, ger viyove kochom shahargu neheragim. Now wait a second. First of all, we have to look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Leficha ger toshav ha'ovi kocham shaharu ne'arugim afilu b'shogeg." Those are the two keywords. They were left out of the brisa so that Rashi could get the credit for it. Afilu b'shogeg. Then Rashi goes on to quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin that I mentioned before, as Arasim Zui Misasa, and he says that Ein b'nei Noach tzrichim hasra. So even the shogeg, they are liable. Now, if this brisa had addressed the case of an Ovid Kochavim and only the case of Ovid Kochavim, this would make absolute sense. Because the Ben Noach doesn't need Asra. So therefore, even if he kills the shogeg, he gets killed. But the brisa added another category, namely a ger. How could it be that a ger is put to death even for a shogeg? It must be we're talking about a ger tosha, correct? That's the only possibility. Kitani, and it says in the Braisa, ger, together with Ovi Kachav, Dumya Ovi Kachav. In other words, the Braisa puts ger and Ovi Kachav in one breath. Ma Ovi Kachav loshna diktal bar mina. The loshna diktal lav bar mina. It doesn't matter whether he killed another guy or if he killed A Yisrael, that's a lav bar mina is Yisrael, in any event, Nera, he gets killed. Af ger, meaning even in the case of ger tosha, of lo shna d'ketal bar mina. In other words, whether he killed another ger tosha b'shogeg. Lo shna ketal lav bar mina, killed the Yisrael b'shogeg, he will be put to death. And yet our Mishnah says that a ger tosha who kills another ger tosha goes to the Yermiklot. If he killed the shogeg. So, it's interesting. The Gemara has no problem with k'tal lav bar mina. And this would support the Rambam in his sheet that if a ger tosha kills a Yisrael, the shogeg, he gets killed. Right? Nera. The Gemara has no objection to that. The Gemara's problem is to reconcile the Mishnah with loshna the k'tal bar mina, meaning it implies that a ger tosha who kills another ger tosha goes to death, even though he killed the shogeg. That's against that Mishnah, which establishes that a ger tosha who kills another ger tosha shogeg goes to the Yermik. Amar Rav Chisda. Here we have machlok shim Rav Chisda and Rav. Rav Chisda says lo kasha. There's no theory between the Mishnah and the Braisa. They're talking about two different cases. Kan, in the case of the Mishnah, Shahargo Derech Yerida. The Ger Toshav killed another Ger Toshav on his way down. And that's your classical view, Golas, as we learned at the beginning of this parable. Kan, but the Braisa that says he's Nerad, is a case of Hargo Derech Aliyah. So which is more Chomer Abosai? Which is more guilt? More similar to murder Aliyah. When it's Derech Yerida, Derech Aliyah. Derech Aliyah. In other words, Rav Chisda is learning that Derech Aliyah is Karov Le Mazid, and that's why he doesn't go into goals. In the case of a Ger Toshav who kills even another Ger Toshav, but he killed him for Derech Aliyah, which is Karov Le Mazid, he's going to get killed for that. Again, through the same logic that we applied before in the Rambam, that since he doesn't have the opportunity to avail himself of Michlot, therefore he gets killed. So the Gemara says exactly what we said. Derech Yerida, the Yisrael Goli. In the case of that, so if a Jew kills another Jew on the way down, is he goes into Golus? Is Ihu Nami Sotu Ger Toshav, he kills his friend. But Derech Yerida, another Ger Toshav, Sagile B'Golus. We're allowed to protect him by affording him the refuge in the Yermich. Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Potu. In the case of the Derech Aliyah, where there is no Golos, the Jew killed another Jew on his way down, which apparently, according to Rav Chisda, is going to mean that if he killed him on the way down, remember the case of the Magil, you know, he's pushing the Magil down the slanted roof. He should be very careful. If he's not careful, it's manslaughter, we call it. It's Karbala Mazin. And therefore, the goal of Dava Koytra Rav Chisda could certainly kill him, and he can't even in the Yer Mikvah. Who, in the case of Ger Toshav, Nera? And therefore, since Ger Toshav cannot avail himself of the possibility of Golus, therefore his crime is so severe that he should get killed. So a guy who kills another guy, Bishogeg, Biderech Yerida, is Nerak. A Ger Toshav who kills a Ger Toshav, Biderech Yerida, is Golus. And a Ger Toshav that kills a Yisrael, so that's the Rambam Shita, that he's Nerag, even in the case of Derech Yerida. So again, the fundamental premise of Rav Chisda is that Derech Aliyah is more severe, it's more of a crime of manslaughter than Derech Yerida. Amalei Rava.
Did we learn that earlier?
No, actually we learned earlier that there's Machlokas Shina Baiva Rava about that. Let's see how Rava pounces on Rav Chisda. V'lav kalachomer, he says the logic is the reverse. You should not exempt a Ger Toshav. Just one second. Let's read the kalachomer. I'm sorry. Uma derech Yerida d'Yisrael Golit Ihu nami sagile begolus. In the case of Yisrael who kills another Jew, b'derech Yerida, he's chayav golus. And nevertheless, in the case of a Ger Toshav who kills b'derech Yerida, you're telling me he's got the same din, the identical din, he goes into golus. So the case of Derech Aliyah, where Yisrael who kills his friend v'shogeg is potter from golus, then certainly a Ger Toshav should have the same identical din. In other words, what Rav is attacking Rav Chisda, he's saying that your premise is that in the case of Derech Aliyah, the Ger Toshav who kills another Ger Toshav Derech Aliyah is Nerag, then what you're doing is you're breaking the equation between Ger Toshav and Yisrael. In the case of Derech Yerida, you yourself, Rav Chisda, equated a Ger Toshav with Yisrael, and you told me that just like a Yisrael who kills B'derech Yerida goes to the goal, so too a Ger Toshav who kills B'derech Yerida goes to the goals. And yet when it comes to Derech Aliyah, you refuse to accept that analogy. You're telling me that Yisrael is potter from Golos in the case of Derech Aliyah, and you're telling me that in the case of a Ger Toshav who kills B'derech Aliyah, you want to kill him for that. Why do you kill him for that? He should basically have the same identical din as Yisrael, and he's potter from Golos. So if you take a look at Tosis, Dibra Maschil, Tosfos Dibra Maschil Omar. Dim Tomar Adarav, he had no sense. Derech Yerida, Nitan Yisrael Kapar, the Sagile Begolos. Aval Derech Aliyah, Lo Nitan Yisrael Kapar, Chomur, Urviena Gola, the Lo Sagi Begolos. What's Rava's question here? I don't get it, says Tosfos. Derech Aliyah is more chomer than Derech Yerida. Therefore, in the case of Ger Toshav, he should be killed. The Eish Lomar, Tos says in the first of the wide lines, the Leslei High Timer. Rava never accepted that reason. He thinks Derech Aliyah, the reason why he doesn't go into Golos, Lapi Shemlo Sagi Leber Golos, not because he deserves a worse punishment, it's a more severe Avero, El Mishum Dekil Hu Biyoser Mi Yerida. Davi Anus Biyoser, Hilkach Lomotzi Amit Chomer Biyoser Miyarida. In a case of Yisrael, says Tosis, Rava would have it that no one's allowed to touch him. He doesn't have to go into Golos because it was Karv Laones. And so too, in the case of a Ger Toshav who kills a Ger Toshav, the Derech Yerida, it's Karv Laones. So now Rava has to reinterpret the Raisa. Elama Rava, the Bryce that says that a Ger Toshev is Chayev Misa. If he kills another Ger Toshev, Shogeg, be Omer Mutter. It's a case where the Ger Toshev says, I'm allowed to kill, and he was never taught that you're not allowed to kill. And therefore, he's Karav Lemezid, and he deserves to die. We don't accept this. You know, I plead the fifth, right? I know that. We don't accept that. Omalei Abaye, and this we saw at Daf Zayin, Omer Mutter is anusu. If a person is not aware of the violation of the crime, so lacking, you know, the ignorance of the crime makes him into karov le'ones. Amalei, so Rava says just the opposite. Ani omer shomer mutter karov le'mezid, who he should have learned, he should have known, and if he doesn't know, that's no excuse, and therefore he's considered amazing.
Find in
Ger Toshev
as
somebody who accepts these in front of the basement and assume the basement doesn't even explain to them what is accepting. I think they only look on something. I hear. That's a good question. How could you have a case of a Ger Toshev accepted upon himself? No, and then he's an Omer Mutter. I think, Mitch, that the answer is that Omer Mutter is not the way I said it, at least according to your question. But Omer Mutter, he thinks that in this situation it's Mutter. You know, it's, he comes up with some sort of an excuse. You know, maybe there's no Yisra Tzicha because the guy's in Russia, or there's no Yisra Tzicha maybe for women or the children. You know, he comes up with some. Maybe it's, what do they call it? Remember, Mitch, what was that phrase that was very popular in our youth? You know, where you put someone out of his misery. What was it called?
Euthanasia,
right? So maybe he comes up with a euthanasia argument, and he says, well, you're allowed to kill in this case. You know, pulls the plug.
Maybe he thought there was Masrad, there wasn't.
The Azdu Tamayu, and this machlokus between Rav and Rav Chizda, says the Gemara, is an old machlokas. It's not a, no, it's a question whether when a Ger Toshev kills his friend B'derech Aliyah, whether he should be killed for that or not, is an old machlokas. The Itmar, because we learned in the case of a Ger Toshev who sees a figure in the distance, Kosovri thinks Behemah, he thinks it's an animal, Nimta Adam, and turns out to be a human being. Or he looks and he thinks it's a Knani. The Nimtza Ger Toshev. If Rava says he's Chayev. Why? Because Rava holds that Omer Mutter Karov L'Mezid. Ah, interesting. So this also, Mitch, addresses your question, because here's a case where Rava says he's guilty for not learning the laws, meaning for not knowing that in such a situation he's got to be more careful, even though he thinks he's convinced that what he's shooting at is an animal. Right? But nevertheless, there's enough guilt here that it's like an Omer Mutter situation. I still think that what I told you before is correct. But Rav Chizda says Potter. Why? Because Omer Mutter Onus. Rav Chizda is willing to expand the category of Ones to include any situation where there's some excuse that he has, some mitigating circumstance. Okay, Rav Osei. Now we have, I guess, about 20 minutes or so. I want to show you this article. This article is from a little bit of a, just to give you some background, it's a small pamphlet called Ode Yisrael Yosef Ben Yichai. Now, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, I had a grandson by the name of Yisrael Yosef, who died at the age of 12. So he wrote this chibur, actually it's written up, I think, by the Talmidim, not by him, in memory of his grandson. So the pasuk says Ode Yosef Ben Yichai. So he had Yisrael Yosef, because the child's name is Yisrael Yosef. The son of Moshe Salvich, if anyone knows him from Chicago. In any event, in this article, there's a lot to this article. I mean, it's a 40-page article. I only pulled out about 6 pages for you, which I thought were most relevant to us. And in the middle of this article, which is about Bikur Cholim, whether you should visit Akum or not, and what status that mitzvah has in the case of an Akum, in the middle of this article, he goes off on a tangent, and he analyzes the status of a Ger Toshev. And first he quotes the Me'iri, and the Me'iri reiterates his position in 4 different Mesechtas, that our Goyim, in our time, since they're very careful about religious practice, again this is 1,000 years ago, the Nimusim, and I guess morality and ethics, they have the status of a Ger Toshev as if the Beis HaMikdash stood. I mean, they don't need to show up in front of a Beis Din and what?
Outside the land as well.
Outside the land. This is a question of what is the status of a guy in our time, and he says that most of our goyim, again, he's not talking about the Amalekim, but most of the goyim fit into this category, and the nafka mina is anu mitzuvim lach yosam. That means we have an obligation to support them. If we find a lost object, we have to return it to them. Okay? So that's what I underlined here for you on page Yud Zayin. So please keep in mind the shita of the Me'iri. Now, all this really boils down to one very important source in the Shas, and that's Gemara in Erech, which you'll see quoted here on page Yud Ches. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ein ger toshav noeg ele bizman sha yovel noeg. For if anyone here has been in my Shemitah shiur, my Thursday shiur, so we don't have yovel bizman hazeh. And that's a complicated sugya that has to do with kol yoshvel aleha. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that the status of a ger toshav depends upon yovel. When there's yovel, there's a ger toshav. If there's no yovel, there's no ger toshav. And at the face of it, this statement in the Gemara seems to indicate that there's no way, no how, that you can even talk about the halachic status of a ger toshav, which means mitzvah lach yosa, we have to feed him in our time because we don't have yovel. And if you look at Rashi, which you'll fast forward a few lines, ein ger toshav nohe shehei yisrael mitzvah lach yosa. What Rav Shimon is talking about is the mitzvah that we have to support a ger toshav, that mitzvah doesn't apply bizman hazeh because we don't have yovel. Now obviously, the Me'iri is working with a different set of premises, but the question is, how is the Me'iri going to square with the Gemara in Erech? So if we move on to the left-hand column, he says the following, that there are two concepts of mitzvah lefarneis or lachyosah. Two levels. One level of parnasa is what he calls parnasa mitzumtzemet, which means to feed him what he needs, the bare minimum. Then there's another concept called dei machsoro asar yechsoro, which means to bring him up to a status, financial status that he was used to. If it means he was a rich guy, you know, the Gemara gives an example, he had his own horse to ride on, his own horse and carriage, you have to buy him a horse and carriage. So those are the two concepts that we have to deal with. And he says the following, Miloshan Rashi Be'erchin Daf Chavtes Mashma Shegzeres HaKos Shal Ein Ger Tosh Noeg El Bizman HaYovel Noeg. This is teaching us that the mitzvah, I underline this, HaMitzvah Ashvos Ger Tosh Li Yisrael. In other words, that notch above in which Dei Machsor Shayetzlo, we're going to lavish on this Ger Toshav all the wealth that he needs, you know, it's to restore him to his original status before he was Yorid Menachosav, and equalize the Ger Toshav with Yisrael, that extra notch, that higher level, that's limited to Bizman Sheyovil Noeg, but Bizman She'ein Yovil Noeg, Ein Anu Mitzuvim Lahashvos Lo Yisrael, however, we still have a mitzvah, Lach Yosav, as long as we know that he observes the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, he's a ger toshav, we're not talking at the time of the Yovel, and we have a mitzvah lach yosa. And he's going to base this very much on the Ramban's commentary at the end of Sefer Vayikra, to v'chei achicha imach ger v'toshav v'chei imach. And the Ramban says over there, nitztavenu lach yos ger v'toshav latzilo miro'osa. You see him drowning, you have to save him. He's under debris, you have to bring him up. And we have to do all the tirch that we have to save him. If he's a cholo, we have to be merapa him. And the Ramban seems to indicate that this mitzvah lach yoso to save him applies even if there's no yovel, meaning bizman hazeh, and even if he did not accept the Zion mitzvahs in the presence of Shloshim Yisrael. So we're beginning to see in front of our eyes that there are two different dinim, you know, it's like a brisket zvei dinim of or two different categories, if you will, of a Ger Tosha. If we go back to the Me'iri that we started with on page Zion, the Me'iri is talking about Goyim Bisman Azeh, and he says, Anu Mitzuvim Lach Yoso. It doesn't mean that our Goyim today, even if they're ethical, moral, and they observe the mitzvahs, b'nei noch, etc., that they have the status, the full-fledged status of a Ger Tosha. They have, if you will, a partial status of a Ger Tosha. So in other words, now the pendulum swings the other way. No, not the pendulum. I mean to say the bow, you know, that has all these different levels. Now we have to break new ground. You know, we spoke about a Jew, we spoke about a Goy, we had a Ger Tosha. Now, in between Goy and Yisrael, there are two levels of a Ger Tosha. There's one basic level of a Ger Tosha, which does not require Yovel, does not require Kabbalah to say Bezdin. It just means that he's observing the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. And we'll see how the Ramban develops that in the Ramban that we started our shiur with tonight, the Ramban here on Makkos. But the Ramban, in his commentary at the end of Sefer Vayikra on the Pasuk, Ger V'toshav V'cheimach, says that even though he is not a Ger Toshav, but he's observing the Zayin mitzvahs, and even if we don't have Yovel, we don't have a Kabbalah from the base, but nevertheless we have to save him. It means Lahatzilo. And that's the basic level of Tosha. But the real full-fledged Ger Tosha, which is not the Ger Tosha that the Meiri was talking about, but rather Ger Tosha of which Reb Shimon was talking about when he said, Ein Ger Tosha v'sman she'ovel noe, which we'll soon see in the Rambam, requires a Kabbalah b'fnei Bezdin. That's already equating a Ger Tosha with the identical status as the Yisrael as far as Lachyosa, which means De Machsoro Asher Yechsaro. But if you turn to page Yutes, on the right column, he says, V'yakas Lachiv Lefarnas Oki Yisrael, with regard to the obligation that we have to shower all the Parnosa on a Ger Tosha like we would for Yisrael, but Parnosa Meruvachas, we don't have that chiyuv today. Why? She'ein ha'yovel noheg. And this is a quote from the Ravid in Perek Yudalit Mehilchos Yisurei Bia. So we have like one school of thought that we're presenting, which could be the Me'iri, the Ramban, the Ravid. They all seem to agree that there is such a thing as a toshav v'zman hazeh. We don't require Kabbalah from the Beis Din, and even without Yovel, but it's not a full-fledged Ger Tosha. And the difference is going to be to what extent we have to support it. Now, we get to the Rambam. Okay, this is the part that I wanted to study with. So we're looking on the bottom of page Yutes, on the right column. And here he quotes his uncle, the Brisker Rav, who says the following. He says, "Kol atzmo umahuso shel Ger Toshav, hu rak biyachas liYisrael, lahushivo bi'eretz Yisrael." He says, "We've been discussing until this point the issue of whether or not we have a chiyuv lahyoso, and even as far as de machsor sheyechsalo vis-a-vis a Ger Toshav. But there's another nafkamina. We have to come to grips with a different question, and that is whether or not we're allowed to invite a Ger Toshav to live in Eretz Yisrael. And in order to analyze this question, says the Brisker Rav, again based on the Rambam, we'll see the Rambam soon, that the din of Ger Toshav only applies Bizman Shayovel Nohek. Okay, so this is the Brisker Rav quoting one of the earlier commentaries. And he says on the top of the left-hand column on Yutes, Al zeh tamea ani. He says, I don't understand. You're telling me that the essence of the status of Ger Tosha, if any statement in Shas about Ger Tosha, but whether it's Noeg Bizman is that we need the Yovel, it's all limited to his personal status vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael? He says, that's not true at all. He says, there are other dinim that are very, very relevant to analyzing and defining the status of the Ger Tosha. For example, he says, a ben Noach shaharag b'shogeg nerak. If a ben Noach kills the shogeg, he gets killed. That's our sugya. But a ger toshav shel harag, gola. If a ger toshav kills another ger toshav, he gets golas. The parsha of golas does not apply to a goy, but it does apply to a ger toshav, to some extent at least. Correct? The od rabos keilu, and there are other nafkaminas in terms of the status of a ger toshav. Hare, the hakabola, shenas al yedei ger toshav. When we talk about a guy who accepts upon himself seven mitzvahs b'nei noach, and therefore his status changes to that of a ger toshav, chidsha dinu, is mechadish dinu not only vis-a-vis klal yisrael, whether we can invite them to live in our land, but it also introduces dinim in terms of the personal status of the ger, klapei atzmo, in terms of his himself. And the Torah makes a very basic chiluk, a distinction between a ger toshav and a ben noach. Fine. Now I want you to fast forward. Again, I'm just trying to summarize this very long article. To page off, on the right side, he quotes the Ritvan Makis, which we discussed, not inside, but outside. And just to quickly, very quickly recap, the Ritva in Makis establishes that there are three different categories. There's one called the Ger Toshav, who is Makabel, in front of the Beis Din. There's another called the Ben Noach, who is Mekayim the Mitzvahs, and he's called an Eino Mitzvah V'Yoseh. He did not accept upon himself the Zion Mitzvahs. And then there's a third category, which is not a Ben Noach, but a Goy or an Akum, and that's a person who violates the Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But in any event, we see quite clearly from the Ritva that the status of a ger toshav is contingent upon the ger coming in front of a beis din to accept Zion mitzvahs b'nei noach. In any event, to summarize what we've seen here on the bottom of Chaf, moving on to from the right column to the left, he says, according to the Rambam, there's no din of ger toshav in our time because we don't have Yovel. And that which the Meiri, which we quoted above on page Yud Zion, who says in many places that the average guy is a din of Anu Mitzuvin Lach Yoso, apparently the Rambam is not aware of such a shita, or at least he doesn't accept it. Even though Rav Aaron Soloveitchik points out here in this article that it's not just the Meiri who holds that, it's also many other Rishonim, the Sefer Yireyim, who's one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, and Rabbi Yonah, one of the Chachmei Sfarad, and it's reflected all in the Ber Agola, who is much more contemporary in the Choshen Mishpat. However, after he concludes the presentation of his uncle, he says the following: Avol Nirim Yiloshen HaRambam. If we analyze the language of the Rambam carefully, he says, "Afilu l'shitas haRambam v'Ramban v'Ritva b'li kavola b'bezdin mitzad tzivri haTorah yidei Moshe Rabbeinu etc. etc. Adayin yesh chiyuv lach yoso misakana mitzora." In other words, that which we rejected in the Rambam, and saying that the Rambam completely negates any status that would upgrade a guy to a different level unless it was Kabbalah Fnei Beis Din, and the Rambam therefore rejected the Shita of the Meiri V'Siaso. No. If we read the Rambam carefully, and also the Ramban and the Ritva and Makis, we'll get the impression that there is a middle status over here of someone, although he's not a full-fledged Ger Toshav, but he's not an Akum. He's a Ben Noach. He's a Ben Noach who's careful about the Zion mitzvahs, except that he was lacking a Kabbalah b'fnei Beis Din. He's not a Ger Toshav because he hasn't accepted upon himself the Zion mitzvahs in front of Beis Din. But nevertheless, he's Mekayim mitzvahs as a Ben Noach, as an Eino Mitzvah V'Yosef. So there must be some nafkamina here when the Ritva and the Ramban created this new category in the middle called the Ben Noach, who's neither an Akum nor a Ger Toshav. He's careful about observing the Zayin mitzvahs, and if he's not an Akum, he's not makabel Zayin mitzvahs kimitzuba v'yosin from a mitzvah if he's not a getosho. But nevertheless, he has the status of an eidim mitzuba v'yosin, which means that he gets schar, he'll be rewarded for his mitzvahs, for observing them. So what status does he have? On the left column on Chaf Aleph, he quotes a sefer called Vishav HaKoyim, who says that according to Rabbi Tam and the Ri, B'nei Noach lo huzaru al hashituf u'mikomakom ger toshav muzar al hashituf. He has another nafkamina between a Ben Noach, who's in that middle state, and ger toshav. You know, shituf is when you believe that God is not the only power. You know, there are other powers that also control the universe. So he says that a Ben Noach who believes in other powers, like for example the Trinity, according to this approach, what's called Catholicism, that would not be a violation of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, because a Ben Noach is not Mitzvah on Shituf. Once he accepts upon himself the Zayin Mitzvah for the basement, and he has the status of a Getoshav, then he's enjoined from Shituf. Okay, that's a sugya unto itself. On the bottom left, he says the following. What the Ramban and the Ritva mean in Makis, when they say that a Ben Noach who's Makayim Zayin Mitzvah without a Kabbalah has a certain status as an Eidim Mitzvah B'Yosef, it means the following. Ratzaloma, and here we're going on to Chavbeis, V'yachas Latzivui Batorah, with regard to certain Tzivuyim in the Torah, he has a status of an Eidim Mitzvah B'Yosef. He says there are two dinim, or two categories of the getoshim. There's a getoshim gomur, who's makal mitzvahs in front of a bezdin, and then there's a getoshim who's makayim mitzvah and it's tavu ad marishim v'noach, but he's not makabel in front of a bezdin. And the difference being that since he accepts on himself these mitzvahs, which were given, by the way, before the Torah, so he's not being a kabbal in front of a bezdin, like a ger toshav, who accepts the mitzvahs because they were given through Moshe Rabbeinu. He is committed to the mitzvahs because of the fact that they were given to Adam Arishon and to Noah before Kabbalah Sator, before Moshe Rabbeinu. El shemitzuvim anolach yoso. We have to give him life, mishum shemutar leshev be'eretz Yisrael. That the very moment that he's not in violation on a regular basis of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach, then he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, and we're not allowed to let him die. We have to save him in any way possible. So again, just to summarize what we're saying here, in the name of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, is that, and he's going to try to prove that the Rambam subscribes to the Shita as well, that according to a whole school of Rishonim, there's this middle category called the Ben Noach, who is careful about observing the Zayin Mitzvahs. He never had a formal Kabbalah in front of Pesach, and his status is that of an Eino Osa, Eino Mitzvah V'Osa. So even though he's not a Ger Toshav, we have to save him from danger, from suffering, and we allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael. So he doesn't have a status of a Ger Toshav. But nevertheless, he does have a status in Halacha. And from this point on until, I think I gave you till Pesach Chav Zayin, or until where? Till Chav Hey? I gave you till Chav Hey? So from this point on, he analyzes the Rambam Shita based on a Kesef Mishnah in Perek Yud Mehilchas Akum Halacha Vav, where the Rambam seems to assume that if a guy accepts upon himself Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, even though he hasn't done so in front of a Bezdin and there's no Yovel, nevertheless we're allowed to let him live in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what he writes here on the bottom of page Chof Beis. Harama modal arayvad ilgabi yeshiva b'eretz Yisrael. Ima akum kibo me'atzmo shemutol o shivo b'eretz Yisrael. And that's the Rambam in Hilchos Akum, but there's another Rambam, and that's the Rambam page of Gimel, which is in Perek Yudal Nilkis Yisrael Bi Alocha Zayin. There the Rambam says, "V'lama Nikrishmo Ger Toshel Fishem Mutal Lo Shivo So Bi Eretz Yisrael." So the very name of Ger Toshav implies Toshav means that he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. But then if you look in Halacha Ches, in the same parak, the Rambam says, well, Ein Mekabel Ger Toshav Ela Bizman Sheyovel Noe. Al Shalom Bizman Ayovel Ein Mekabel. Which would seem to indicate that what? Bizman Azeh, there is no status of Ger Toshav. Now I'm just hoping that there's no Ger Toshav Bizman Azeh because we don't have Yovel. Hmm. So how would it be possible to allow anyone who's not a Ger Toshav, because there is no Ger Toshav Bizman Azeh, to live in Eretz Yisrael? How do we reconcile this? Again, on the one hand, the Rambam seems to assume that there is such a thing as a Ger Toshav even Bizman Azeh, even though we don't have Yovel, and that we can allow him, because the Rambam identifies the phrase Ger Toshav, to live in Eretz Yisrael. The other hand, the Rambam says, Ein Mekabel Ger Toshav El Bizman Sheyovel Noeh. So this is the stira in the Rambam, which Rabbi Yisrael takes, we don't have the time for it now, addresses here for the remainder of this article.
Just read the Baragola. And he writes here in Siman Tuf Chaf Hey in Choshim Mishpat, towards the end of the Siman, it's Os Shin Lo Amru Chazal Dover Zeh, that which Chazal speak about, that we treat the Goyim in a certain way, that's referring to a Akum, who's Ove Kochav Mashar of Zmanehen, back in the day. Shayu Ovde Kochav Mazal Sulahayim Aminim Vietzias Mitzrayim Chidisholam Aval Elu Hagoyim Asher Nachnu Ume Yisraisim Chosu Bitzel Sholahem Mufuzarim Beinehem Haim Maminim Chidisholam Vietzias Mitzrayim Vikra Das, Vikra Das, Kol Kanrasim Lasos Lash. This is the Miri Shita. Ve'viu harama bi'or kaim siman kuf nun vav bahaga. Oh, here it is. Here's the punchline. Lo dai she'ein isur lahatzilon ela filu anachnu mchuyovim lispalo b'shloma. Kasher hirich bazeh baal maisa Hashem b'seder agoda v'posach shrocha moskal agoyim shalo yudah ucha Tovin HaMelech Olav HaShom ispaul lishpoch agoyim asher eino maminim b'chidush ha'olam v'in yino osos v'aniflos asher osa Hashem ispoch v'onim b'mitzray ma'in Torah aval hagoyim eilu asher anachnu b'tselom chayim v'chosim takas kanfem hei ma'aminim b'chol eilu k'mosh kasavnu. Al Mishmar Seinu Anachnu Omdim Lehispalel Tomid Al Shlom Hamalchus Vasorim Vatzlachosom V'Al Kol Medinos Umekomos Memshaltom. And then the Rambam says that they, some of them even have the category of Chasidei Umos Ha'olam. Sheish Lem Chilkom.
So what do you do? I mean, the Rav held, as you say, that in terms of Shabbos, yeah, saving a Mishnah Berurah says Bishumeva or the Rabbon, right. Right. The Rav says no. You have a chiyuv to save it because he's a
based
fellow
on this, yeah.
It's against the Mishnah, they're against all these. Right? That was a sheep. Right.
The only question I have is,
not be Israel. The other
the only question I'm confused about is because, if I remember correctly, the Rav said that Catholicism is Avodah. And therefore, according to many Rishonim, the Trinity is a denial of God. It's sheep. If that's the question,
whether the Rabbeinu Tam there,
right? But I'm just saying, I think the Rav was always very machmir
to consider Catholicism as a religion. Sorry, you didn't allow sitting down with them, you know, and discussing religion with them. You know, I'm talking
about. Not for that reason.
Not for that reason.
You certainly, he said you couldn't watch mass on television and stuff like that. Because for us, it's a vote, isn't it? But for them, they're human beings, and human beings.
Uh-huh. And so you meant to say it's only Avodah Zarah for us because we're mechuyev in shita.
It's also Rav Shita Gezoskov.
Ah, I see.
And that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And then,
so in other words, if in their religious practices, like for example, stained glass windows, I know he was opposed to. That's because for us, we have to treat the heft as if it was Avodah Zarah.
Of course.
I'm not saying that if I call, because I want to make
it myself,
but not just by myself.
And I remember, again, this could be the same idea that my father told me that the Rav was opposed to, you know, when he was the chaplain in the Kondal Hospital, and they didn't have enough funds for a separate chapel for the Jewish patients.
I just read about that.
Yeah, and my father said the Rav was not happy about this revolving Bima.
You know?
He also was in the Navy, I think they had it on ships.
Okay, so but the
again, it might be the same part that you're saying, that for us it's considered up on the start.
Yeah, I just saw a letter that he wrote about that. That was in Cornell, right? And Cornell Konovitz, who was the chaplain there. Somebody gave money to make a chapel, and they wanted to have
all three religions.
Yeah, and the windows with Adam, with various people, Jewish people, Dafka, they're from Tanakh. He said no.
Yeah, no, my father had the shalit when he took the job in the Cornell Hospital because there was only one chapel at that
time.
And the
Rav
was very unhappy about it, to say the least.
That's right. That I can understand. But to treat, he was very close with a beautiful letter. He was very close with the conservative rabbi in Brookline.
Yeah.
And they honored him, and they were building a shul and honoring the rabbi. And he wrote a letter saying, he's a friend of mine, I'm close, I would love to come, but I can't because it's a conservative shul. And he explained why. It was my sheet, doesn't it? You did a wonderful job, it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, I can't do that. But he was very close with that, even as a conservative rabbi, because he dealt with people as human beings. And that they didn't agree.
He was very opposed to, you know, there were post-Kimmel wanted to say that for medical students, you know, doing autopsies and this and that, there's some post-Kimmel wanted to say it's okay if it's a non-Jewish cadaver. He was very opposed to it. He said, it's a little kid, we're going good, but it's a little kid. But really, what I wanted to accomplish, and unfortunately I ran out of time, is that I wanted to get to some conclusion about the Shita Sarama, you know, on this issue. Maybe we'll get a chance at a different time to finish it.
Shita Sarama, I mean, in the end of Yafis Malachi.